Restoration Wellness presents Dr. Matt here on Wellness Wednesdays on Warm 101.3. That's a lot of W's. Anyway, we're talking about smoothies today. We talked about the protein to use, either a whey or a pea protein, some sweeteners like stevia or a ripe banana. And now we're talking about what healthy fats need to go in these smoothies.
Yeah, again, got to have that. I don't know. I'm sure that I'm not the only one who's experienced this. If you make up just a yummy, veggie smoothie, you put like some almond milk or coconut milk, some frozen fruit, that can taste really good, really refreshing. But you might notice that it's just a short time later and all of a sudden you're hungrier than you were. Maybe you get that kind of, low blood sugar drop out of nowhere. So that's why the protein is important. That's why we've got to have that base. The healthy fat is its counterpart. So if you've got a good protein, a good healthy fat, with some of these veggies and fruit in that smoothie, you're really going to do very well checking all the boxes. So there's 2 to 3 options that I've got here. Number one, you can use something called MCT oil. So the reason I would suggest this over kind of my typical go-to of coconut oil is a little tricky in a smoothie just because typically smoothies are cold, not going to be frozen, but coconut oil can just be a little tougher to mix into this. So the nice part about MCT oil is it's basically just a liquefied version of all the same kind of nutrition you're going to find in coconut oil. It's just easier to use. That's the bottom line. It's just easier to use, but you get the same quality of nutrition. So that's option A. Second thing we could do, a nut butter can be wonderful here. Peanut butter, almond butter. Watch out for the added sugars there, but that's going to be a wonderful place. Yes, you'll get a little bit of protein, but dominantly you're going to get good fat. So, of course, the overall recipe here matters, but that's an option that is a really good choice as well. And then, option 2B here, I guess, is I've seen some people use avocado effectively in a smoothie. Personally, I've never made one, but I know my wife has done that before. I've seen other of our clients who have come up with good ways to do that. So I can't speak to that from personal experience, but it's a wonderful healthy fat. If you can make, if you find a recipe that works, yeah, then that's a great choice.
It's got to give it good consistency, too.
It can work out really nicely. I mean, I've seen people take it, I'm sure other people have seen this too, take it a step further. People are making, ice cream out of avocado. Yes. I don't understand that, but some people do it.
Yeah, so. Why not? All right, we're talking smoothies with Dr. Matt here on Wellness Wednesday on Warm 101.3.